Big day signing. Congrats. We kind of talked about it last year. Nebraska. What, you know, I talked a little bit with Coach Zuga a little bit. You scouted out some other schools just to kind of take a look at what other schools had to offer. Is that right?
Yep. I went to six different schools, I believe. We started out in Wyoming, and then I went to Kansas University after that, and then went over to Iowa State, and then Kentucky, and then Nebraska. Nebraska was what I landed on. It was just an amazing school. It wasn't really a hard decision. Just a fantastic school all around.
Coaches wowed you. The facilities wowed you. Just everything. Hey, this is where I need to be.
Exactly. You know, and the nice part about it is that I get to stay home. So that's awesome, too.
Yeah. And you get it out of the way. I mean, I know you didn't want this thing to go into spring season, late basketball, early spring, did you?
No, not at all. It was nice to have this decision done right before basketball, to get on to basketball season. I think we started practice a week after I signed, or the week after I committed. So it's an awesome deal that we can just move on from that and then get into basketball, and then we'll start track here after basketball, and we're excited for that too.
You know, I look at the basketball court and you're like, gosh, he's a specimen. I'm sure you hit the weights hard in the summertime too, didn't you?
Yeah, I lift quite often.
Which that's what you got to do to be a strong thrower, is you got to do some lifting, don't you?
Yeah, no. When I get to college, I'm going to be a little behind, so I'm trying to make up as much work as I can now so that I'm not too far behind when I get to college, and then I can compete right away and maybe compete in a national meet down the line.
So just wondering, you know, a shot, the disc, have they talked about a hammer at all, or they maybe mention that too?
Yeah, for sure. I think we're definitely going to do the discus. That's kind of the main thing, and then we'll mess around with the hammer at the beginning of the season, just kind of practice with it, swinging around a little bit, see how it goes. They're not going to throw me in a meet right away if it's not taking off, but they think with my levers and how tall I am, they think it's going to take off pretty well, because usually tall people translate well to the hammer just because of the leverage that they have.
Do freshmen, freshmen get a chance right away? They like to hold them back a year to get them stronger, or what do they kind of say about that?
It depends on the school and depends kind of on their situation. At Nebraska, I think the plan is to throw me in the fire right away. Mm-hmm. They think I'll be competitive right away, which boosts my confidence a little bit. So I'm excited to get things rolling there next fall and see what kind of things we can make happen up there.
How about first things first of spring? What are goals? What you set some numbers for yourself, what you want to do now, and you want to improve your shot put throwing too, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, honestly, right now that's kind of the main thing, to go maybe win a state championship in the shot put, get that under control, and then, you know, discus, I guess, only place to go up is up from here. So I'm excited to see. Number-wise, I honestly have no idea. Maybe something in the 220s. I think top eight in the U.S. all time is around 220, so it'd be really good to crack that number and get up with guys in that league.
I know you're going basketball season right now, but can spring get here quick enough? I mean, you like playing basketball, but I'm sure anxious for spring to get here.
Oh, yeah, and obviously I'm anxious for spring to get here, but I really enjoy basketball, and I'm really, really happy with the team here. It really seems like a family. Really excited to see what things we can do. We showed really a lot of heart there in that fourth quarter. Really excited to see that kind of translate into the rest of the season. Go into another tough weekend next weekend with City and Ogallala. But these first four games, we call it the gauntlet. It really wakes us up. But once we get out of that, it's smooth sailing from there. And I'm excited for that.